going to pass you out. Go ahead and pass it out. Now, we have a handout. Yeah, ideas. So it's going to be an idea versus opportunity evaluation. And the fact that there's differences. There are many ideas that aren't necessarily opportunities. And so there are decisions that need to be made in that process. And I think while she's passing those out, we're going to introduce this now. This is called the SWOT analysis. Who can tell us what a SWOT analysis is? Okay, here we go. Say it again louder, everybody.
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Okay. This is a typical model that's taught in the business schools across America, that if you're going to start a business, if you're going to operate a business, if you're going to introduce a new product into your business, or you're going to take your business and seek out a new customer, or you're going to evaluate yourself with a competitor, here's a simple, easy, doesn't cost you anything model that can be invaluable to you in that process. This is all you have to do. Are you going to do it for me? Okay. So here's the S for strength. So you can just make yourself one of these. Let's see. Is that? I don't know if that's in your. I don't think that's in your book. We'll cross that, but I don't think there's this little diagram. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You didn't know that. Come up with a new idea. Okay. This is a change.
Okay.
You're fine. Go across the top with it. Then we're going to write something else down here. Okay. Yes. I know this.
I just want to make sure everybody has their phrase for successful entrepreneurs handout.
Yeah.
Out.
Okay.
I did it while you were gone, so I want to make sure each had one, and then y'all have one of these.
She's seen me do it a different way many times, and I've decided I have a new way of doing it. That's why I do it for you. I think it's better. Okay, so you have the S, the W, O, and T. So you can write in, you just write this out, SWOT, SWOT, analysis. And then, over here, off to the side, you can fill in two or three competitors that you find are taking customers from you, and list them and do a SWOT analysis on them compared to you. See if you can figure out what's going on, why you're losing business, or you're thinking about your business, your new idea, and then you do a SWOT analysis on you and list three or four competitors that you're going to have to compete against successfully on a regular basis.
Yeah, what does SWOT mean?
Okay, SWOT means strength is the S. Strength.
I got it.
Okay, then weaknesses. Okay, then opportunities and threats. Every business circle, anything we're in, has those. All decisions we make have our strengths. There are issues within our decision that might be weak, and we want to know those. And there might be, as a result of our decision, we're going to create more of a weakness than we want, and so we need to reevaluate. What are the opportunities that are being presented by our approach? And then what are the threats to success? Undercapitalization. A threat is having to educate the customer before they can buy our product or use our service, and you don't want to do anything. We have to go out and educate customers. That's very expensive. You just don't have time to educate people. You have to have something they can understand, grasp quickly, and act on. So then this model, you can list on their competition on here. You can list on their why we should be in Denver and Colorado Springs as an example. And you do a SWOT analysis on Denver where you're successful. Then you do one on Colorado Springs and see if that model will work there too. And what are the strengths for being in Colorado Springs? What are the weaknesses of going there? What are the opportunities that would present by going to that second market? And then what are the threats to that happening? You heard some here out of Bill Marriott, the people and not growing too fast and all those things. Well, those are all possible threats. So that is a good process to help you in anything you're looking at doing, starting, expanding, changing, selling, buying. Before you're looking at buying someone, do a SWOT analysis on that purchase. Find out if it's the right thing to do. And don't just think of, just have yourself be the source of information. Get out and find other people that can help you. Understand the threats, understand weaknesses of what you're thinking about doing. I think of some of the mistakes that I made back in the days, and there were plenty. I could have avoided a lot of them if I had done this. I didn't. I didn't learn about SWOT analysis until a few years ago. And so it could have saved me a lot of money had I taken that process and put it to work for me years ago. So this is one not to take lightly. And it's just a matter of a little bit of work and commitment. Commitment to do the best for yourself, for your business, to spend the time to prepare so you can go into it successful. Okay, so now in the idea evaluation, that helps, this kind of helps you think about that process. And we're going to go through that idea evaluation process. You have your sheet. So I'll go through it kind of quickly because you already have it on how that process works. So first of all, idea. How do you get it? Well, you know, dealing with problems, we've talked about people who have done that and successfully. Talk it into being. There's always a lot of talk before any business. I'm sure every one of you that has started business can think back of how much talking you did before you actually did it. We all did. And that's important. And then you have to talk into being. This practice of being able to get a concise, clear message in 30 seconds is a good exercise in how to talk it into being. Brainstorm with friends. Mentors can help. And there's mentors all around you. All of you have access to all kinds of mentors that are ready, willing, and valuable to you in offering free and very critical and important advice that can help you achieve to what you want. And there are mentoring centers in every city. Denver has one. You can go down and there are professional retired people that are there offering their time to mentor prospective business people. And they'll match you up with people that have been in the industry you're thinking about going into, or that you're in if you're looking for some direction that you're feeling need of. So asking others of good ideas. Being enthusiastic and positive in the idea process. Remember, a great idea does not guarantee success. A great idea does not guarantee success. I can't say that enough. I want all of you to remember that. A great idea doesn't necessarily guarantee success. And I'm going to we'll go over some of the studies that's why businesses fail and what are the causes and what are some of the risks. Okay. On a statistical basis. Okay, what is a business failure? That's a business that has to shut down for some reason. Bankruptcy, a creditor shut them down, they just cease operation, and they either voluntarily shut down, and they just take their financial loss and go do something else, or and then try to get protection from creditors, but that's what's listed here as a business failure. Okay, now, businesses failure rate per 10,000 firms. They have that kind of a study. But here's the number one cause over thousands and thousands of evaluations of shut down businesses and why they shut down. It's overwhelmingly inadequate management. That's why they fail. Poor management. And that's, you say, what does that mean? Well, that's as broad as the spectrum can be, and where their weaknesses were, or what they did wrong to create their business to go into a shutdown condition. So number one is inadequate management. So it doesn't matter. It can be a great idea. Everything is right on the idea and the opportunity, but poor management will implode that company on itself real quick. Anyone that's involved, President Barlow, our banker, he's seen it. Anyone that's been around that has seen it. I've seen it. Anyone has. So that's what everyone has to insulate themselves against, by recognizing their role as a manager. Whether the manager, you're a one-person company, you're managing yourself and your resources and what you're doing, or 1,000 employees, the principle is the same. Yes, Dan.
I was just curious, because I've noticed in the last year a lot of businesses, I don't know if they've moved away or whatever, but there's a lot of storefronts I've seen being vacant. I don't know if that's the cause, because they've come to a point in their business where something has happened.
Not necessarily. It could be a lot of things. It might be that the demographics have changed, uh-huh. and their lease ran out on that location. They closed it down and moved somewhere where the market was far more desirable than where they were. So, yet it might be that they shut down and ceased operation, but not necessarily. Yeah, and that's one of the benefits of renting rather than owning the real estate. If the market changes in a local area, you can move if you're renting. If you own it, it's still your real estate, and you're kind of stuck with it, for lack of a better word. Yes, Adam?
It's kind of just an observation, you know, America's getting older. This is the baby boomer time. You and me and others, we have disposable income. We want to be serviced mm-hmm. properly and with quality. When we walk into a Subway shop or into a Home Depot to purchase something, whether
you're
purchasing food or whatever, and the service is a nightmare.
For less than what you expect, yeah.
We're not coming back.
That's
they may
right.
have the most beautiful storefront on the street. They may have the best location. And the owner might be a wonderful person. And the food might be good. But if that individual who's serving me doesn't come across as someone that I would like to have lunch with someday, I ain't coming back.
You bet.
And so service...
And marketing trends are changing, those. And age, we're going to go through driving forces of the market here in a minute. That are constantly happening, and they're adjusting. We'll go through some examples of people that successfully filled what you've just described.
Back to management. You're right, maybe a great idea, great location,
right.
great product, but if it's not managed properly, it's going to go down.
That's right, and it might have been good for a while, and it needed adjustment to stay good. And if the management didn't have the ability to make those market adjustments, they're going to be negatively affected. Absolutely. Okay, so inadequate management is number one, by a long ways. And if I'd ask you, what do you think is number one, you'd have probably said something else. So what do you think is number two, if management's number one?
Financial. Enough yeah. capital.
Yeah, it's inadequate financing.
Yeah. Because everybody's got enough money to start, but when times get lean, if they don't have reserves,
you
have quickly closed your door.
And or, you didn't do the proper research and calculation to understand what startup costs were, how long it's going to take you. And we're going to go through some cash flow tools here tomorrow that'll show you how to analyze startup costs and how to plan through that startup process. And you say, well, what is that? I have people ask me, what is it? What's enough? What's the time? How long? That's as wide of a spectrum as the horizon. Some of the big startup companies take years to become profitable. And they'll literally burn through millions of dollars in the process. But their model is, once they get there, their profits are just enormous, and they end up paying back their losses pretty quickly. So it's a very broad spectrum of how much is enough, how long. It's an individual business-by-business condition. Let me just quickly, just for a matter of your own information, so number one is that inadequate management. Then it goes to other. There's just all kinds of other, but it's either inadequate management, number one, or capital. Now there are some. Sometimes there's some uncontrollables that can circle around someone and change the market so fast that they can't react, and that's.